Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, on yesterday's video, I asked you guys if you could somehow hit 12,500 likes. It was impossible, right? Well, you did this. It's not even been 24 hours. This is kind of getting insane. I'm not really sure what to do. I'm just going to keep asking for more, I think, until you can't do it. So why not? Let's go for 15,000. If you can hit 15,000 likes in a day, that is going to... I mean, seriously, I'm going to be speechless. With that being said, let's not waste any more time. Let's jump straight into our first entitled parent story. Well, it's Corona season and I'm very obviously Chinese. So, hello. It's been a while since I last wrote one of these. Anyways, let's get on with it. One more thing, I didn't really see who it was specifically since I was trying to get along on my way. Right then, so I live near a medium-sized town called Hucknall in England. The people there are quite nice. Normally, I would walk past the town to the nearby Tesco, as my parents are at a major health risk if they go out. My mum has asthma and my dad has had pneumonia before. Now, this isn't the first time I've taken this route. I go this way at least once a week for some light exercise and groceries. So here I am, walking along the pavements, and I see this family coming towards me. First of all, people normally move across the street in order to keep social distancing, and there was no way I could fit 2 meters between me and this family. A mum, a dad, and 3 kids. So I move across, and they all stare at me, and I think the mum, female voice, says, "Are you kidding me? He brought the virus here, and he moves away from us?" And then, I'm guessing that one of her kids, imagine the voice of the "I smell like beef baby," says, "Is it his fault I can't see my friends?" She answers with a simple, "Yes, and I think he can hear us. Walk a bit faster." At this point, I've taken out my phone and pretended that I was checking my messages. Anyways, I walked a bit further around as I used this opportunity for some exercise, and it turns out that they were going to Tesco too. Yay. Now, Tesco had these massive lines since there is 2 meters in front of each person, and so the line seems incredibly long, and I see them there. To be petty, I walked into the line before them. As a scout leader, I kind of have the advantage. And then it hits the fan, kinda greatly exaggerated, and they tried to get in front of me. Now, the staff clearly didn't allow this and told them to go back, so instead, they move out of the queue and try to go to the front, which obviously backfired. As a result, they then point at me and say, "That chink shouldn't be in front of us, we didn't bring this virus." They were kinda far, so I only heard some parts of the conversation. Anyways, they were very shortly directed away afterwards, and the staff members apologized to me, which was really unfair since it wasn't their fault. So I went shopping and went home. I haven't seen them again yet. Finally, the thing is, I've gotten stares on the street, but I've never actually had any direct confrontation. Anyways, thanks for reading. Oh man, guys, this story is just disgusting. I mean, the fact that you even are getting stared at in the street purely because of your race is horrible, but then being labeled as the person that caused the coronavirus, or at least the race that caused corona, why? I mean, just because he's Chinese doesn't mean this guy has even been anywhere near China in the last however many years. It doesn't mean that he's brought the coronavirus over to whatever country this is in. Honestly, the logic on some of these entitled parents is mind-blowing. It must just be stupidity, right, that someone can think this way, or it's just downright racism, probably that as well, to be honest. I just don't get it, guys. If you can understand this point of view, please comment down below, enlighten me. Honestly, the ignorance in today's society has just been epitomized by this virus. It's mad how people seem to be regressing, but, you know, I'm not going to comment on that. Let's move on to our next story. Entitled parent tries to steal my school bag. Doesn't know I have 2 mates that do self-defense traveling with me. I go to a reasonably expensive school in my home city, not named for obvious reasons, and the uniform is pretty distinctive. To get to it, I usually get a train for around 20 minutes to and from, plus 15 minutes walk to the train station. For much of this, I'm accompanied by a few mates who live in the same general area. Looking at us, you wouldn't think much. 3 or 4 relatively skinny teenagers who go to a good school. However, out of the usual squad, two of them them do self-defense and other martial arts. Both have done it for over 6 years and are relatively high up in skill levels. This was a couple of years back, so some of the details may be a bit rusty. Now, on to the story. My mates and I were waiting at the train station after school one day and were talking about the usual things that we talk about, video games, school and the like. We are the nerds of the school. We see our train rock up to the platform and we get on. For once, there are more than 10 empty seats and my mates sit down in a set of four while I stand. We put our bags on the ground outside the way of the walkway and continue our conversation. A few minutes pass and then a mother with a small kid, no more than 5 or 6 years old, comes onto the train. By this point, most of the other seats were filled up, so my mates offered to move for them and she accepted. We picked up our bags and moved down the carriage a bit to an open area where we could stand without disrupting anyone. Two stations later, the mother gets up, leaving her kid still sitting down, and starts asking us questions about our school. How is your school? I hear that it is very good and gets consistently high results. My first friend says, "It is very nice, thank you. We really enjoy going there." This general theme of question goes on for a few minutes, and she asks us about the teachers, the administration, how we feel about going there, etc. After a few more questions, she turns to her kid and says, "You will go to school here. It sounds like a great place." She turns back to myself and my mates and says, "Would one of you please mind giving your uniform to my son? It looks expensive, and I think you'll be able to afford it better than I will." We all deny her and make to leave the carriage. She sees us leaving and reaches down to try and take my bag and run. She does so, but doesn't get far, as my first mate and my second mate both run after her and tackle her to the ground. These are obviously the guys that know self-defense. While this is happening, my third friend goes up to the emergency intercom and tells the train driver to call the police and stop at the next station. When the police arrive at the next station, the entitled parent is taken into custody after statements from myself, my three friends, and a random person who saw it all happen. All of this, coupled with the security tapes from the carriage, meant that she was found guilty of attempted robbery. Her total sentence was 14 months, coupled with a few fines costing over $2,000. One of these was for the fact that the train had to wait for a while for the police to arrive. She had to pay the cost of this effect. Well, 1.5 years in prison for that? Does it really seem worth it just for stealing a bag? What goes through her head there? She sees your bag just on the ground and says, "You know what? I'm probably just gonna take that, you know. I know it's not mine and I know this is stealing and against the law, obviously, but I kind of like the look of that and I would love my son to go to that school. So if I take that bag, that's gonna give my son a good chance of getting in." Again, as I said in the first story, the logic that is shown in these posts is absolutely ridiculous. Now guys, this story took place in Australia. I don't know much about Australian laws myself, but I presume that this entitled mum knew the rules. You know, if you rob something in Australia, it's gonna be about, you know, 1.5 years, 2 years for first timers, I presume. It doesn't really make sense why she would do that, but that's entitled people for you. Now moving on to our final story, I love the title of this one. Entitled mum dumps cookies on the floor, gets forced to clean up after herself. The grocery store I work at instituted a policy that lets us stay open an hour later for medical professionals and emergency services. You know, nurses and the people who respond to 911 calls. We close to the general public at 9, and from 9 to 10 is supposed to be a time for the aforementioned people to come in and shop unobstructed. Also, I thought I'd mention that we open an hour early for senior citizens. Unfortunately though, this Karen had her own interpretation of this policy. It was 9:45 p.m, 15 minutes until close, and I was restocking eggs when an entitled mum pushed her cart filled to the brim with groceries to the checkout. Her newborn baby was sitting in a car seat in the front of the cart. Hello mum, how can I help you?
Where are the cookies?
They're in aisle 12. Would you like me to take you to them?
Yes, that would be good.
Since aisle 12 is quite a long way away, I decided to make some small talk since we were trained to do that. I think it's really great what you guys do for society.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Thanks. So, are you a nurse?
Oh no, I'm a mum. Mums are the most essential workers, wouldn't you think?
We weren't allowed to call people out for not being an EMT or something, so I agreed. We got to aisle 12 and she started taking cookies down from the shelf and putting them in her cart. As she was walking away from the shelf, she bumped it with her cart and the entire shelf of cookies fell down. I had spent an entire hour leveling that shelf and now all my efforts were gone. And instead of apologizing and helping clean up, she said, "Oops, I'd help, but I have to get going. My kids are waiting at home." And she just walked away. Just to clarify, the shelf itself didn't fall down, but all the cookies did. I knelt in front of the pile of cookies, defeated. I started putting the cookies back up as her cart squeaked away. I would have gone after her, but my store is very committed to the whole "the customer is always right" thing. I started putting the cookies back up, which would honestly take another hour and a half because of the sheer amount of cookies on the floor. About 15 minutes in, my manager comes by and freaks out about the cookies. But then he realizes, OP wouldn't just knock down all these cookies, right? So he asked me, what happened? Now guys, OP did say earlier that the manager is 6'5", easily 300 pounds, and a West African immigrant, not the type of guy you want to mess with. Oh, some lady bumped her cart into the shelf and everything fell down. What? Yeah, so I'm cleaning it up. Don't worry, I'll be fast. Oh, heck no. Where does she go? Down the aisle. He took off, like sprinting. I didn't follow him because I wanted to finish the cookies before my shift ended. So the following interaction is secondhand from one of the cashiers. He managed to catch her as she had just paid and was leaving with her cart full of groceries. This was about 10:05 now, past close.
Hey, you!
Yes?
My stocker tells me you made a mess in my cookie aisle. Why?
I don't know what you mean. I wasn't even in the cookie aisle.
I can see the cookies in your cart.
I'm sorry. I need to go. I'm an essential worker.
What kind of worker?
A mum?
My mother, back in Nigeria, worked 12 hours a day since my father died, and she still has time afterwards to clean up her mess.
No, really, I have to go.
Go clean up the cookies.
But who will watch my baby and my groceries?
You can bring it with you, so your baby can learn how to take care of his own mess.
The entitled mum reluctantly goes with the manager and comes over to the cookie aisle, where I'm still slaving away.
OP, get up.
Okay.
My manager then turns to the entitled mum. Now clean up the mess.
It took her until about 10:45, but it would have been longer if the manager hadn't felt sorry for her, and so he and I started helping her. At the end, she apologized to me and my manager, and she actually paid for some of the broken packages. We helped her to take her groceries, and then she apologized profusely again. I'm happy there was actually a good ending to this, and Karen ended up learning her lesson and apologized. I just wish it was like this for every Karen. Wow, can I just give a massive shout out to that manager? What an absolute legend. If everyone who encountered an entitled mum or entitled parent acted that way, there would certainly be a lot less entitled people in the world, that is for sure. I'm not sure if it's strictly legal what he did, making someone clean up their own mess, but it's so morally right, you know. If you do that just in general, yeah, you should have to clear it up. I know maybe, you know, staff are paid to do that, but come on, you can't just go into a store, knock stuff down and leave. You need to fix your problem. See, this is the sort of manager that you really want to work for. Someone that has that authority, someone that has that, you know, you look up to them, you respect them, but someone who also teaches people lessons in a nice way and gets the best out of people. You know, you said at the end here, this entitled mum learned her lesson. If she genuinely did, then that is awesome. You know, she was apologizing. I think she really did. So yeah, look, massive shout out to your manager. Jesus, I wish I was more like him, to be fair. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this video. As I said in the intro, 15,000 likes, man. If you can do that, you're going to blow me away. I thought 12 and a half was hard, but you smashed that in, what, like 18 hours, to be honest? It was absolutely crazy. 12 and a half, nothing compared to 15, though. If you hit that, fair play indeed.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.